We're back on the air, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we love talking about entrepreneurship. Our next guest is Judah Phillips, co-founder, president, and CTO of Squark.
That's correct.
Wow. Tell us about Squark.
Well, Squark is a capability for providing business users with AI predictive power with spreadsheet ease. So have you heard about artificial intelligence or machine learning?
Yes, I have. I just read a horrible article about it yesterday.
What scared you? What was so horrible?
It wasn't me. I forgot who wrote it, but they said it was the beginning of the end.
Ah, that's FUD, right? Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. So
right. Because it would put a lot of people out of jobs.
Right. So what we're doing is not doing that. We're augmenting humans, and we're not trying to drive cars or, you know, insert fake video, you know, into politicians, as you might have read about recently in the news. What we're trying to do is help, and what we're doing is helping business users very quickly create predictive models for business questions they have without the need for data scientists. So no programming, codeless, using things like gradient boosters or general linear models, right? So scientific methods that we've abstracted into a spreadsheet ease. Upload your data, click a couple buttons, and you get the best possible model across, you know, cutting edge algorithms and model classes. So not trying to replace anybody, but augment, you know, business capabilities,
right?
Like the Excel of AI or the Lotus 1-2-3 of AI.
Right.
It's that type of capability. Squark your data, right?
Right. So you've written a book about this?
I've written three books, not necessarily about artificial intelligence, though it's crossed into some advanced analytical concepts that you can enable with, you know, machine learning. But I've written three books. One is called Building a Digital Analytics Organization. So that's for, you know, managers, middle managers, senior managers, executives who are tasked with building out capabilities around analytics in their organizations. And how do you do that? You know, how do you look at strategy and organization and technology and, you know, product and futures in a way that's going to get you to your goals? So I wrote that in 2013.
Right.
I used to run analytics for, you know, some pretty big, well, some companies, but a pretty big internet company. And after I got out of there and started my first business, I wanted to go to market with some intellectual property, right? Some capital to go out there and sell. And so I wrote the first book to kind of enable that. And then I wrote another book called The Digital Analytics Primer because, you know, UX, right? Websites and the experiences online were becoming more and more popular. People wanted to analyze them, right? And more people were getting exposed to tools like Google Analytics. And there's no standards around web measurement, right? There's no like generally accepted accounting principles or financial accounting standards board. It's you know, somewhat regulated with like the Media Ratings Council and things like that. But it's largely, you know, a wild west of different metrics. So I wrote a book to attempt to bring together some common definitions from a bunch of different sources and talk about how you'd apply that. And then the publisher, who is Pearson, so, you know, Financial Times Press, they came back and they asked me if I wanted to write a third book. And I was looking at what was absent in the market. So I wrote a book about e-commerce analytics. So one of the things I helped out doing in one point in my life was as a consultant, my other business, helping Best Buy create their machine learning strategy, right? So that was basically a result of the fruits of my e-commerce analytics book, which today is still the only book on e-commerce analytics. There's books on tools and e-commerce, but putting it all together. And then a couple years ago, started up a new business, which is now Squark, right? It's just came out of stealth mode. It takes a while to build out a capability where you can just upload data and have a, you know, thousands of models built in minutes that beat out, you know, scientists doing it by code.
So who's going to use Squark?
It's a great question. So we're we've got customers,
right?
Which is great. So we know who uses it. So it tends to be, you know, forward-thinking companies. So in three different sectors, so or industries, I should say. One is, you know, generally, you know, you kind of call it a horizontal, like marketing. So we see a lot of marketing use cases, things around predicting customer churn, predicting lead conversion, predicting which ads will be clicked through. We also see some gravitas in insurance, right? So things around predicting which insurance claims are likely go to litigation. For a very large insurance company, we have like an excellent model that we, you know, develop for them very quickly, literally minutes, to predict with a very high accuracy which claims go to litigation or which claims will have excessive costs or excessive subrogations, you know, like refunds. And then in healthcare, we have a couple interesting use cases around predicting like which patients won't show up for appointments, as that's a big cost of medicine. And then another use case that we're exploring, which is around not for predicting, you know, treatments, but predicting how you market to those who may need treatment. So let's say you're a person who got a cortisone shot. What's the likelihood of you needing a replacement, you know, for whatever joint you got cortisone injected into? Not for a diagnosis, but to sort of say, hey, maybe come back into the office to get that checked out, right, on a different frequency than someone who has a less of a probability. So those are, you know, three industries that we cover. But the capability itself, you know, applies to many other use cases. So personally, I've used it with financial data to actually predict equity performance. And then I've like eaten my own dog food and bought those equities. And, you know, passive trading is always risky with a lot of externalities, you know. But for quite some time, I was outperforming the S&P in that portfolio. And with some other trading, I was able to, you know, reduce loss and, you know, keep some gains. So, you know, we've also done work for a laboratory and a pilot that wanted to predict which like microscopes and other lab equipment that had sensors on them, collecting, you know, IoT sensors, were likely to fail. And so we were predicting, you know, in the next 24 hours, which machines were likely to fail. And this, you know, laboratory has a lot of equipment. So the capability is meant to, you know, augment humans, right, in a non-horrific way.
Right.
But those are
right.
Some industries and use cases that we're tackling with Squire.
And do they buy the services? Is it a subscription-based? How does it work?
This is a great question. So one of the things we're doing is we're going all SaaS. So if you go to Squark AI, SQUARKAI.com, you can browse our page, right, or our website. And you'll see that we have a free trial, right? So that's a 14-day free trial. And then if you want to go on a monthly subscription, it's $495 a month. And then if you want an annual subscription, it's...
Is that because you didn't want to go over $500 a month?
That's my marketing guy, right? He's got the pricing strategy there. But yeah, the idea being that we want to reduce any friction to enable the sale. So, you know, for complex software like this, you often have to go to like procurement and, you know, it's very expensive. And so we said, how disruptive can we be beyond just the innovation? Can we go to market with a model, you know, that is disruptive?
Right.
And so free, if you don't like it, hit the nuke button and boom, all your data is gone. You know, CCPA, California Privacy Act, GDPR compliant, all that stuff. And if you like it, you know, continue until, well, hopefully forever, but until, you know, you don't want the card to be charged anymore. Don't have to go to procurement. So though that model is relatively recent, we already have some big companies buying on that, and it's exciting to see the traction.
So Judah, 2 years from now, what am I going to be seeing from Squark?
You're going to be seeing thousands and thousands of customers using it, and people having adopted the idea of
people or companies.
Company, well, people in companies, so okay. Companies and people. Okay. That's a great one. Have adopted the idea of Squarking their data. So the idea that, you know, have you Squarked it, right? Have you checked it out? Have you put it through some prediction? That you're going to see Squark deployed widely across the desktops of the corporate world, small, medium, and even enterprise-sized businesses.
Oh, interesting. So if somebody wants to find you at Squark, looking for Judah Phillips, or you're not just at Squark, you're all over the place, how would they find you?
Well, you can email me at Judah, so J-U-D-A-H at SquarkAI.com, SQUARKAI.com. You can sign up for a free trial at squarkai.com /free-trial. And if you're listening, obviously, you can get a free trial through our personalized URL for the radio program. So if you go to squarkai.com/radio, you can sign up there.
Great.
As well.
You're going to have to come back on the show again.
I'd love to. And we're happy to run your data, too.
That's up to the producer.
We'll squark it.
We'll squark it.
That's right.
Producer? Yeah, he didn't look that motivated.
we can squark your data.
I think
we can
he's
squark it up.
I think he's anxious. Listen, everybody, we've been speaking with Judah Phillips, co-founder, president, CTO of Squark. I think you're going to hear more about Squark in the next couple of years. Stay tuned, and we're going to take a break. And this is Radio Entrepreneurs.